1057 The Hawk, WCHR-FM Manahawkin, a Town Square Media station. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 1057 The Hawk. 1057 The Hawk, classic rock for the Jersey Shore. Welcome to the Open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on 1057 The Hawk and the Shore Sports Network. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall, the Shore's premier medical imaging provider.
Participating sponsors of high school football are Clee's Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights, and for breakfast, the Next Door Cafe, Ocean First Bank. Here for you since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. Yolanda's River House in Ocean Gate. Gold Fever. Catch it. Watch it. In downtown Point Pleasant Beach. Bayville Auto Care. From tires to major repairs. On Route 9 in Bayville. And Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Part of Barnabas Health. Every day, extraordinary.
Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka with tonight's Open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 1057 The Hawk and 1057thehawk.com.
And a very good Friday evening. We are live down at Rowan University getting set for state playoff activity. It is the South Jersey Group 5 final as the Rams of Southern Regional have advanced and made it into a state final. They will take on the top seed and a very talented Williamstown Braves team that comes into this one 11-0 Southern at 9-2. Along with my broadcast partners Ed Sarluka and Kevin Williams, and ably assisted as always by Brad Buroscano as our on-site engineer, and Andy Chase and Lauren Bajica back in the studios of 105.7 The Hawk. We are set for football here on a Friday night, a crisp night. We'll go down to the field in just 1 second and check in with Ed Sarluka. We'll have a quick word with Chuck Donahue, the Ram head coach. The teams have made their way onto the field before a packed house here at the home of Rowan. Ed, take it away.
Coach, it's a great night for Southern Regional football. What did you tell your kids right before they came out?
You know, Ed, I didn't have to tell them anything. You know, I mean, they know what the deal is. They got a feel for it in warm-ups of what it's going to be like. They've worked for since last January. This was their goal. Here's their opportunity. And if you got to tell somebody to play tonight, you're in a lot of trouble.
Play well.
Thank you very much.
Quick word with the head coach, the longtime head coach here in his 15th year, Kevin, as the Ram head man. And, you know, Southern at one point, we'll start with them first, left for dead basically the middle point of the season. But, boy, have they turned it on as of late.
Matt, there's no doubt about it. The good news for this Ram team is they come in playing their best football of the season, riding a six-game winning streak following a regular season loss to Lacey, a close loss. Coach Donahue said last night the key to our season was going the next week and beating Brick Memorial. That turned it around, and now they've taken six straight coming into this one against Williamstown.
We'll go back down to the field here. Captains making their way out, man, to midfield for the coin toss.
Congratulations. Good luck. Shake hands, man. Gentlemen, first of all, congratulations for getting to the state final. It's a sign of a successful season. My name is Joe Belger. He's Hank Teal. We're in the middle of the field with you tonight. If we're talking to you or your teammates, we're trying to keep you in the game or keep them in the game, okay? If we come to you and ask you for your help, help us out, okay? You know who the suspects on your teams are. We're trying to keep everybody around tonight. It's pretty simple, all right? The reason we're here is sportsmanship. It starts now and it goes through the whole game. You know what sportsmanship is. You know what it is not. We expect you to conduct yourselves with great sportsmanship. Talk to your team, don't talk to the other. Pretty simple, right? Okay, who's going to call it for Southern?
Head
or tails? Head or tails?
What are you going to call?
Head, sir.
All right, here we go. Whoa! It's a tail. Okay. Williamstown, you want to talk? You want the football, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what goal do you want to...
I'd like to defend the scoreboard, sir.
Okay, Williamstown won the toss, and we'll take the football to start this one.
Our coin toss brought to you by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, affiliates of Barnabas Health. Every day extraordinary, and this is the I Play America pregame show. Get inside the fun theme park and educational complex located in Freehold. For event info, go to iplayamerica.com.
We will come back for the opening kickoff, and a bit more of the pregame show. We're going to step out here for the national anthem in just 1 second. This the start of a very busy weekend. There are five teams remaining in the Shore Conference looking for state playoff wins. Most of those games, other than tonight, all of those games will take place tomorrow. Our colors are on their way out to the field. Teams taking their helmets off. That means we're going to step out for a break as well. It's a beautiful night for football on the second weekend of December, a week later than normal after the storm of hurricane came through and postponed everything, pushed it back. But all things considered, couldn't ask for a much better night weather-wise than we're getting right now. We're out for 2 minutes. Back for the rest of the pregame show with the opening kickoff. Williamstown and Southern Regional here on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
We're in the midst of the national anthem right now. We will hold here for just a second with some silence as that continues to wrap up. Williamstown, as the national anthem does conclude here, will be as the top seed in their home black uniforms tonight. Black jerseys, black pants, blue numerals, white outline, and the white helmets with the blue W on either side. For the Rams of Southern Regional, they're away white uniforms, black numerals, gold pants, and the gold helmets.
And this is as big as it gets. Here's the irony of this. Neither of these teams has ever won a state sectional championship before. We know Southern was here in 2008, losing a heartbreaker to an undefeated mainland team, 21-14. This, their second trip ever, and the second in 5 years. Of course, these seniors on the Southern team were eighth graders then. And for Williamstown, their second trip to the finals, having lost their only other appearance. So somebody will bring home a sectional championship to their school for the first time ever. Williamstown has had a perfect season, 11-0. Here's an interesting thing, Matt. There is one common opponent, and they played them recently. In the opening round of the playoffs, the Rams rallied to win at Washington Township 33-32. A few days later on Thanksgiving, it was Williamstown beating that same Washington Township team 42-0.
Yeah, the road here for Williamstown, a win over Millville and then that win over Atlantic City to get here. A blowout in the opening round and an easy win, a tough win, against Atlantic City in the semifinals last week. For Southern, they had to make two trips down to this part of the state, a win over Washington Township and a win over Eastern. Rob Yazer will start and kick off the football for Southern Regional, puts the ball at the left hash mark and booms this one deep down the near side hash mark. It is fielded on the near sideline at the 30, out to the 35, to the 40-yard line will go Marquise Little, who is a talented, dangerous return man. Ball taken all the way out to about the 44-yard line, where it will be the offensive Williamstown to take the field. Doug Banks is the junior quarterback. Marquise Little, Callie Boyce, and John Chamberlain, the three backs. John Wright, the lone wide receiver. Chris Moore, the tight end. Jim Deschler and Ricky Barr, the two tackles. Dante Moss and Austin Odd, the guards. And Sal Lucci is the center. On first down and 10 now for Williamstown, just up and running. Wings to either side and a double tight end formation. Boyce in motion. Carried to the near side here and hit out of bounds on Callie Boyce. He had the carry and takes it to the 49-yard line. That is a gain of 5 to set up a second down and 5. For Southern, a 5-2 alignment. Zach Amir and Frank Thiessen, the two ends. Ryan Boyd, Belly Bellissimo are the tackles. Anthony Spezial, the nose man. Nick Manapo and Al Manzo, the middle linebackers. Richie Wise, Nick Hem, the corner. Zach Halliday and Logan Sheehan are the two safeties. Second down and 5. Man in motion is Little. Here's the inside carry. Goes to the fullback, John Chamberlain. He'll get 4 into Ram territory, stacked up at the 47-yard line.
Boy, it'd be huge, Matt, if the Rams could pull off a 3-and-out on their first possession right here. It's a Delaware wing tee, all three backs together, well over 3,000 yards on the year.
A lot of carries. This is a ground-orientated team. Their one starting wide receiver has one catch on the year. This is Chamberlain. Going to bounce it to the outside. He'll have a first down. Wrapped up and tackled by Sheehan, who came up from the safety spot to make the tackle. So the chains will move. The ball spotted now at the 43-yard line of Southern. We're just about a minute into our first quarter. No score between Williamstown and the Rams.
Well, this is what we're going to see all night long. This is a Williamstown team that has not had to throw a lot. They've done it on the ground, and Southern's number one priority is try and take away that wing T offense.
Again, a double tight end set, wings to either side. This is Boyce coming to the near side, stretching things out to the sideline. Good tackle in the backfield made by Logan Sheehan, who leads the team with six interceptions, but nice open field stop that time by the junior safety.
Matt, I would think we would see a lot of the corners and safeties creeping up and really what Southern probably wants to do more than anything else is force this Braves team into passing situations. As Ed said, that three monster backfield has combined for almost 3,000 yards on the ground.
Three backs in the backfield again. Wings to either side. Single setup is Chamberlain. Double handoff. It'll be Boyce coming to the near side on the hash mark. Breaks through a Keppel tackle, stays on his feet, and takes it to the Southern 34-and-a-half-yard line, a couple yards shy of a first down. It'll bring up a third and just about two with 2 minutes gone by in the first quarter.
It's going to be fun all night with the Williamstown fans in front of us waving pom-poms.
Well, you know, the guys waving the pom-poms are one and two of about 3,500 fans. They completely fill the home side here at Rowan, which holds about 3,000 fans.
Again, a tight end either way, set up here for the Braves. Split backfield set. There was movement up front. I thought twice, but definitely once will be called here, and this will be a procedure penalty against the Braves and back them up 5 yards.
By the way, this is like a home game for the Braves. On our way driving here, we passed the area where the high school is. It's only about 5 miles away from here. So they were here early, these fans. They were lined up before the gates even opened from Williamstown, while, of course, the Southern fans made the trip from Manahawk, and a lot of them getting caught in some traffic on their way down here.
Banks, the junior quarterback, going to set up with a split backfield set. Wing off to the right side. This is Boyce, starting right, in trouble, going to be strung out and pushed out of bounds. Good defensive stand that time on third down and seven by Southern Regional. Host of white jerseys in on the tackle, and it brings up fourth down and 11 after the big loss.
And it started with Anthony Spezial, who did a great job of getting penetration into the backfield, stringing that play out, and where there was plenty of help from the guys in the white jerseys.
Discussion going on right now on the Williamstown side. Let's see if the punt team comes on. It is number 82, Dale Masterson, who is the punter. He has made his way on. Rams not putting anybody back deep. Now they will. They will rotate
Nick
somebody
Hem,
back.
Probably.
Nick Hem, number 25, will go back and stand at his own 10-yard line. Now Williamstown going to spread out the formation with a trips formation to the left. Let's see if this is a fake or just a punt setup. Man in motion now, and it will be a punt off the side of the foot of Masterson, who is on the near side hash mark, kicked it across the field, and with a good roll, it will trickle its way down inside the 10 and get down to the 6-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for Southern Regional.
Well, got that nice bounce on the turf field, and the Rams will start deep in their own territory, but a good defensive series, one first down, then clamped down, and we'll turn it over to an offense that has really been clicking, Matt, these last 3 or 4 weeks.
It sure has. A two-headed monster with the quarterback Dan Higgins operating well all season long. 18 touchdown passes thrown on the year, and Abe Gonzalez has certainly come alive at the running back spot. 17 touchdowns on the season. He'll be in the starting backfield along with Rob Yazer. The wide receivers, there's three of them in the game right now. Ryan Jensen at one, Nick Hem the other side, and the very talented Mike Gesicki is the other. Shotgun formation look here for Higgins. Wants to throw on first down, looking right, throwing right. The intended target was Gesicki. That will be incomplete on the far side and set up a second down at 10. 8:59 to go here in the first quarter. Up front for Southern, Nick Jinks and Tom Pasquale, the tackles, Ryan Boyle, Frank Thiessen, the guards, and Bailey Bellissimo is the center.
Well, they try to go home run right off the bat on first down inside of their own 10-yard line to Gesicki, but a little bit overthrown by Higgins.
Second and 10. Four wide receivers sent to either side. Ball sent from the right hash mark. Williamstown showing blitz, but will back it off. Here's the inside carry off left guard for Abe Gonzalez. We'll pick up a couple out to the 8. 4-3 set for the Braves. Julian Taylor and Marcus Riley, the ends. Pete Halloran and Ken Okereke are the two tackles. Mikey Anderson, Sean Brown, the outside linebackers. Derek Lauria is the middleman. Arkeem Graves and T.J. Booth, the corners. Callie Boyce and Marquise Little, the two safeties. Third down at 8, 8:25 to go in a scoreless first quarter. Three-man front this time for Williamstown. Higgins wants to throw. He's got a receiver to the near side. That catch is made, hauled in by Ryan Jensen, the 6-foot junior. That's going to be enough to move the chains out to the 17-yard line for Southern Regional.
Boy, and a big first down because of the field position sort of gets them out of the shadow of their own goal line and allow them maybe to go back and run their regular offense. The yard, the down marker still says fourth down.
I should say first. Vinny Coleccia has checked in the game. He and Gasicki up top, two receivers that way. Looked like an offside on Williamstown. Their left defensive end looked like he cracked the line of scrimmage before the ball was snapped. I didn't see anybody from Southern move. This should be plus five for the Rams. And it will be. Set up a first down and five with 7:57 to go in the first quarter. This is the opening possession for Southern. No score in this football game.
Well, both teams geared up, Matt, to win their first championship ever. And I don't care how good of a team you have throughout the year. When you play in a championship game, you always got some butterflies. So far, two penalties on mistakes by the Braves.
First and five. Clock now starts to run as the ball is set. Higgins from the shotgun has Gonzalez off to his left. Williamstown showing blitz again. And here they come. Gonzalez will run through one tackle. Stay on his feet. Get to the 35, out to the 40. Cut off to the far side in midfield. 45, 40, 35, 30, 25. Get run out of bounds inside the 25-yard line to the 22. Big run for Abe Gonzalez, the senior, and it sets up the Rams a first down and 10 from the Williamstown 22-yard line.
And we certainly should not be surprised. Gonzalez with 422 yards and 8 touchdowns in the two playoff games coming into tonight and picking up right where he left off with that long jaunt.
And Southern going to go right back to work. Quick break from the huddle. Higgins from the shotgun on the far side hash mark. The offensive right. Four receivers into the game. Higgins wants to give it to Gonzalez, and he will. Gonzalez will spin forward, get stopped just shy of the 20-yard line. Small gain that time to set up a second and 9. It was Sean Brown on the tackle.
You know, the marquee player for this Braves defense is the defensive end Julian Taylor, 6'5", 230-pound senior, 54 tackles, 13 sacks. And Matt, earlier this week, he verbally committed to the University of Massachusetts. He's a player we'll have to keep an eye on. Number 8 for Williamstown.
Second and 9. Four wide receivers into the game again. Hem and Jensen to the left. Gasicki and Coleccia up top to the right. Higgins wanting to throw. Looking for Gasicki. Over the middle. He's got a touchdown, Southern Regional. 21-yard strike. Great throw from Higgins. He put it right on the spot for Gasicki, who hauls in his 9th touchdown reception of the season, and the Rams lead it 6-0.
Just a quick post pattern. Gasicki got some space on the defender, and boy, as you said, Higgins put it right on the money. And this Ram team, which has been on an offensive juggernaut for the last few weeks, gets on the board first.
Here's the attempted extra point for Rob Yazor, who's got 30 of them on the season. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, has the distance, but no good. Push that one off to the side, so the Rams will have to settle for a 6-0 advantage. We step out as we are just about midway through this first quarter. 6:36 to go, quarter number 1. Rams 6, Braves nothing. We're back right after this. Quick timeout, 30-second spot on 105.7, The Hawk.
Now, back to the open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And our opening score of the night is brought to you by Ocean First Bank, taking care of Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary community banking, member FDIC.
Good opening drive for Southern Regional. Results in 6 points up on the scoreboard, 94-yard scoring drive. Another kickoff from Yazor. It'll be settled under again by Marquise Little, who will run to the hash mark and pick up decent yards over the 25, get to about the 27-yard line. Nick Hem, the first on the scene for the Rams, and back on the attack will go the brave offense of Williamstown.
You know, we really didn't get a chance to tell you too much about this Williamstown offense. The fullback in this Delaware wing tee, John Chamberlain, 1,127 yards and 24 touchdowns, surrounded by Kaylee Boyce, 757 yards and 8 scores, and Marquise Little, 924 and 15 touchdowns.
Little will get the pitch here to the far sideline, looking to bounce it out. Not a whole lot to work with. Stacked up at the 31-yard line. And drop there, host of Rams on the tackle, led by Zach Amir. Good start so far for Southern defensively. After a 3-yard gain, it will bring up a 2nd and 7.
Zach Amir, one of the leading tacklers for this Ram defense, 52 tackles on the season, including 3 sacks.
Rams with that 5-man front defensively. Make the shift off to the left. They stand up all of their defensive linemen. This time the ball up in the air by Banks. Wanted Little down the seam. It falls incomplete. And the one thing, at least statistically, Kevin, that Williamstown has not had to do a whole lot of and maybe not that comfortable with is throw the football this season.
Matt, he averages only 6 passes a game, which is a testament to the running game. But as we saw last week with Point Pleasant Beach, similar offense. If you take away that running game a little, it forces a team out of their comfort zone. The key right there was 3 yards on first down. Taking Williamstown, who normally would run on second down, and making him throw. Now you've got him in a great spot, 3rd down and 7.
Banks has only thrown for 600 yards on the year. That's in 11 games. So, as you said, Kevin and Matt, do not like to throw the football.
3rd and 7 here. Clock stop with 5:46 to go in the opening quarter. Southern up 6-0. Flags are out. Boyce has the football, trying to stretch things out. He's going to have it up for the first down, out to the 41-yard line, but this likely coming back, I'm going to guess, illegal shift.
Yeah. Two guys in motion, so that's the 3rd key mistake that the Braves have made so far. So the nerves are on the home team so far tonight.
Williamstown, the top seed in the bracket. Rams on the bottom side of the draw, had to go on the road twice and win. They've actually become a little bit familiar with making these bus rides down south from Southern Regional. Win over Washington Township in the opening round and a win over Eastern in the second round by a combined 4 points.
Now that we get into a passing situation, watch the fact that Banks usually throws to his running backs. Boyce and Little have 28 of his 41 completions.
John Wright, the single receiver, split out to the right. This one looking back to the left. Has a man. Little will make the catch, but out of bounds. Hauled it in, but he had already reached the Southern sideline. So once again, the Ram defense up to the task. It sets up 4th down and 12, and again, the punt team will come on for Williamstown.
Matt, by the way, we should mention real quick on that missed extra point. Remember, we're at a college facility here. The goalposts are narrower. They're only 18 feet wide. Regulation 22 and a half feet in high school. So narrower. Goalpost.
I was going to say, with the 22 feet, I think he makes it. He just missed it, just to the left. Yep.
Hem back deep, awaiting the punt of Masterson. Spread type formation here for Williamstown. Low snap. Masterson gets off a high wobbly kick. Hem, all kinds of interference as he was set to catch the football. He bobbled it. It was recovered, I believe, by Hem, but flags came out. You've got to give the receiver of the punt at least an opportunity to catch it. He was basically being mugged around midfield.
Yeah, and that, you know, Ed said 3 penalties. That's another mistake. That's going to be the 4th penalty already on the Braves, as Hem was hit before he even got to catch the ball. This is
I think it's only a 5-yarder. Delay a game, I think, right?
Well, we're going to find out. The officials are discussing it. The referee will come and tell us.
Fair catch interference. They refuse it.
Oh, I guess it's not an added on at the end of the play.
As long as he recovered it. I guess they had an option of kicking over.
I guess so. Meantime, the Rams will get great field position. They'll start at their own 48, Matt, 1st and 10.
5:24 to go in the first quarter. Southern Regional 6, Williamstown nothing. Back on the attack, the senior quarterback Dan Higgins has thrown for over 1,600 yards this year, among the best quarterbacks in Southern Regional history with this season. Here's the carry for Gonzalez off the right side. Bounces off one tackle at the line of scrimmage. Goes forward and gets back to the line. Maybe a half-yard gain. It'll bring up a second down and long nine. Mike Anderson on the tackle.
Each time Higgins has gone back to pass so far tonight, he's had plenty of time to throw. That's a good sign for the Rams. If you give Higgins time, the way he's been throwing of late, he could put the ball on the money.
The Southern offensive line, senior laden, small, four of the five under 6 feet tall, outweighed all along the front, but has done a good job all season long.
Higgins will be in the shotgun for most of the night. Two receivers to either side. Ball from the right hash mark here. It's Gonzalez again. He is a tough guy to stop on that initial contact and able to bounce forward and pick up about eight into Brave territory. Stopped at the Williamstown 43. Third down and a long one coming up.
Nice play, and I think caught the Braves by surprise in a second and long. They were looking for pass all the way, and Gonzalez did a nice job of picking a spot. Now you're in a great situation, third and short. Remember, you might even say you're in four down territory.
I would tend to agree. Hem and Jensen this time will split out near sideline to the left. Two receivers up top, two of the right, Logan Sheehan and Mike Gesicki. Here's Gonzalez on it. Check it. Higgins has it. Good ball fake at the line, and Higgins able to bounce off the left side for a first down at the 39-yard line, stacked up and tackled. So Southern able to move the chains with the zone read by the quarterback, Dan Higgins.
Well, the zone read was run very effectively. Matt, had you fooled. Nice fake by Higgins.
Did a good job. Put it in the belly of Gonzalez. Took it out at the last minute and was able to get the first down.
Gonzalez going to stay to the left this time of Higgins in the backfield. 5 yard shotgun set for Higgins. Quick throw to the outside. Hem will make the catch. Has a blocker in front of him. Good open field tackle made that time by number one, Arkeen Graves, the senior corner for Williamstown. Only about a yard pickup. Make it second down and nine for Southern Regional with coming up on 3 minutes remaining in the first quarter.
Hem has really done a great job filling the void suffered when the Rams lost their outstanding receiver, Kevin Burrow, in the summer before the season even began. They knew they needed to find a complement to Gesicki. They found him in Hem. 30 receptions, 431 yards, and three touchdowns.
Hem stays to the near side this time. Gesicki up top to the right side of the formation with Jensen and Sheehan, the other two wideouts into the game. Blitz coming from Williamstown. Rams pick it up. Higgins hangs in the pocket. Wants Hem, who can't make a batted catch, and it will fall incomplete and bring up a third down and long.
Guess they put the jinx on him, huh? That was one he should have caught, right, Ed?
Yeah, I think so. It was off his hands. He bobbled it two or three different times. Almost came down with it. By the way, we mentioned the hometown crowd of well over 3,000 in the home bleachers. The visiting side holds about 1,500, well packed by Southern Regional fans, and they are also rimming, so they've got close to 2,000 in attendance here from Southern Regional. So great crowd, and Matt, you mentioned it, tremendous night to play football. Temperature in the 40s, no wind at all.
The folks here at Rowan said the footprint holds for about 5,000 seating-wise, but certainly more than that here tonight. Higgins wanting to throw, rolling off to his right side, stops, looks, has him. Catch made at the 25, bounces to the outside, gets inside the 20, inside the 15, finally ridden out of bounds, and the Rams on third and long, able to keep the drive alive.
Boy, what a nice job. First time tonight, Matt Higgins rolls to his right. It looked like he was going to be kind of strung out, but he showed a lot of patience. Again, had time. Hem able to work his way open, and Danny hit him for a first down, and they're moving now deep into Braves territory.
Back up to the line right away here for Southern Regional. Gonzalez stays in the backfield. Rams have gone four wide receivers the entire game so far here tonight. On first and 10 from the 13-yard line. Higgins flashes it to the outside. Hem makes the catch, hit hard, but able to come forward and get to the 10-yard line. That will go as a gain of about two, maybe three, and set up a second down. Let's call it seven here for Southern Regional from the Williamstown 10-yard line. 2:10 to go in the first quarter, and Southern leading by a score of 6-0.
And it's been all Rams. Their second series scored on their first knock it on the door for a second.
They have taken the home fans right out of this football game so far.
This time the ball sent from the left hash mark. Higgins gets the snap. Going to give it to Gonzalez this time. Spins forward to the 8. Gets just a couple. Call it 3rd and 6 now with 1:40 remaining. Pete Halloran on the tackle.
Matt and Kevin, I guess you would agree to this, but if they want to win this football game, they have got to take every opportunity they have, such as right now, to put the ball in the end zone.
I would agree with that one. No holding back.
Gosicki this time splits up wide right in the slot. Sheehan up top as well. Hammond, Jensen near sideline to the left. Higgins here on 3rd and 6. Calls the cadence, gets it. Quick throw over the middle. Hem caught it. Fell into the end zone. And I'm not sure what they're saying. They're saying incomplete? That didn't look incomplete to me, guys, from where I was.
No, he threw a penalty.
I think it might have been a Did a guy move?
I guess.
Somebody move early. Let's see.
I didn't see it. Unless they called, maybe he wasn't on the line of scrimmage, illegal formation possibly. They already moved the ball back 5 yards.
Let's see, illegal shift against Southern Regional negated what looked to me to be a caught football and a touchdown.
Yeah, it was definitely caught, Matt. You are correct.
So let's call it 3rd and 10 now.
Watch that slant right now that they hit Gosicki on the first time. Ball set up for it.
Ball sent from the Williamstown 13-yard line. Higgins from the shotgun. 4 wide receivers into the game. Looks and in trouble. Runs through one tackle. Stays on his feet. Lost one of the end zone. He's got a man. The catch is up. Cut cannot come down. It was Gosicki who had a crack at it. Looked like for a second was going to be able to bring it in and then deflect it away as he hit the turf by a Williamstown defender. And the Rams out of luck that time, but still with a 4th down and 10, they'll have one more crack here at the end zone. I don't think yet they'll go for a field goal here. It would be about a 30-yarder.
He has not made a field goal all year long.
He being Rob Yazor.
They will go for it.
Boy, it looked like Gosicki was going to bring that one in, huh?
Sure
That's
did.
The guy you want to throw to in that situation.
I think it was just a great defense. They're going to use a timeout here. Just a great defensive effort by the Williamstown corner.
Timeout taken. We'll take a break as well. 59 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Southern on a 4th and 10 when we come back. Rams lead at 6-0. We're back right after this with more of the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
You're listening to tonight's Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall.
Matt Horman, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca back here from Rowan University. 4th down and 10 for the Rams of Southern Regional, who lead 6-0. 59 seconds remaining. Ball spotted from the Williamstown 13-yard line. Screen set up to the left. Gonzalez makes the catch at the 10. Tackled at the 5-yard line. Looked like he had a seam for just a second. That stopped by Graves, the corner, who came up to make the stop. Big-time tackle in the open field, and Williamstown gets it back. Keep the Rams out of the end zone and off the scoreboard. It'll be 1st down and 10 for Williamstown from their own 5.
Boy, I tell you, Gonzalez would like that back, Matt. There was only one guy to prevent him from getting in the end zone. At the very least, the 1st down, and it was Graves who made a tremendous open field tackle.
Back on the offense now for the Braves is the junior quarterback, Doug Banks. Splits his backs, going to give it to the fullback. That is Chamberlain off the left side. And good yardage out to the 11-yard line. A gain of 6. Put a little star next to that drive if you were a Ram fan. Not getting points off a promising drive. Certainly something that we'll keep an eye on. Clock continuing to tick down with 20 seconds remaining. Banks under center. Again, a split back set. Chamberlain makes a move of the line of scrimmage off to his right and will push the pile forward for a gain of 1 yard. That's going to take us to the end of quarter number 1. Southern Regional, a successful first quarter on the scoreboard where they lead it 6-0. We played 12. We're back for our second set of 12 After this quick timeout, you're listening to Shore Conference Football and the state playoff final in South Jersey Group 5, Southern 6, Williamstown nothing. Back right after this 30-second timeout with more of the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.